This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Boy, we got you for 2 hours today. That's good. That's really good. What I want to talk about is what you need to hear, especially in the state of things. Yesterday, I went to a mall. And I was having lunch at a Chick-fil-A. And I noticed this reoccurring theme. Every time I turned around, it seemed like there was more of an influx of Muslims into the United States than, of course, that which were being told or which were not being told. And that didn't really kick off my thought. But it was just a forethought that was given before I was going to see what I needed to see. So after we got done eating, I went over to a Best Buy really quick. As I'm going over to the Best Buy, I go inside the store. And I'm in there with my little boy. And as I'm looking around, I notice a purple hijab and a bright fluorescent green hijab. And I look over to my left and I'm thinking, that girl looks like she's up to something that she shouldn't be up to. And all of a sudden, I purposed to walk by the area of the store that they were in. And all of a sudden, I looked over and behind a fridge that was boxed up, this one individual with a hijab on was her lookout while her friend was on the floor with her shoes off in the corner of the store praying to Allah. I walked over to one of the attendants and I said to him, I said, hey, I don't know what's going on over here, but you might want to take a look. It doesn't look right. She looks like she's guilty of someone, the lookout girl. And he walks over there. Me and my little boy walk out. Had to make the point. Had to call it out for what it was. And then before I knew it, we were driving down the street. And while we were driving down the street, all of a sudden I seen a bunch of church people protesting hate. And I'm thinking, okay, I was already tracking with where they were going, but I was hoping otherwise. And so all of a sudden, I started reading some of the signs. My kids started reading some of the signs. Hate this and hate that. Open borders. God is love. And as I'm looking over at them, sure enough, it's the professed Christians in America. And by the way, for those that did not know, it is the churches in America along with corrupt politicians, and the federal government alluring these people into your country on your tax dollars. But that's not my point. The first thing that goes through my mind is I'm thinking, wait a second, hate. And I talk about this on the radio quite a bit. Hate. Wait a second. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does. And then I'm thinking to myself, when the church protests in defense of Muslims in America, do they not realize what they're entertaining? Do they not realize that they're playing with fire? And soon enough, friends, you're all going to be burned. And apparently these people have their fingers on their eyeballs concerning what's going on over in Sweden, what's going on over in Germany and in Europe, the UK. Matter of fact, there was a city official, I believe, or a representative in one of these governments that was just recently gang raped. And she committed suicide. A government official in one of these countries, a woman was gang raped by a gang of Muslims. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm taking this in stride today, friends, because I'm thinking to myself, what is it that you don't understand? What is it that you don't hear? Or let me ask you this. What is it that you don't want to hear? And I think of some of the articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com that have come up where a bunch of young girls were welcoming all these immigrants into their country. By the way, they're all military-aged men. And then I think of some of these girls where we also had articles of the same girls that were welcoming them in that were raped and murdered by the same people that they were welcoming in. I mean, folks, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't. And what bothered me about it is I knew first and foremost it was the church because they said God is love. And with that said, I thought, wait a second. How many church members talk of love and yet they don't even know God or His Word? Just think about this. They talk about how God is love, right? But how many of these church members talk of love and yet they don't even know what His Word says? That's how much they love God, I guess. See, they hate God because they don't take the time to know the prerequisite given unto them by Jesus when He said, "You must know concerning My doctrine." And then I began to think of the ignorance that they spread. They're spreading hate when they claim to spread love. See, because love is the fulfilling of the law, you know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, yet they don't know His law. Read Deuteronomy 5. And these are the same people to open the doors wide to people from the Middle East and other countries that mean to destroy them. And the rest of you. I mean, folks, you just seen this last week out in New Mexico, I'm sure. The compound with two Muslim extremists armed to the hilt that were raising kids up to commit school shootings in the United States of America. This was in New Mexico. And don't think for one moment, like I shared when I first brought this forth, that the FBI, these guys fell through the cracks. Nope. These people are bringing their culture with them. They had a compound set up, and they were training kids to go into schools to shoot the schools up. In America, this last week, friends, just making sure you understand that I'm talking to you in the here and the now, in the present. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live into over 100 affiliates in the United States of America, as well as into 53 countries. Thank you for your listenership. You have us at as the top three radio programs right now on Genesis Communication Networks. And again, we are live, and actually Evis is number one right now, and we appreciate that. There's 82 other radio shows available on GCN, and you have us rocking the gauge, so we appreciate that. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. You can check that out as well, double E. If you'd like to check out our website on YouTube, please do. Some pretty powerful videos. Yes, showing you the problems in America, but also giving you the resolve concerning every single one of our videos. People are always asking, Bradley, what's the answer? What's the answer? I'm always pointing my finger back at the great prophet, the Son of God. His name is Jesus Christ. He gives us the answers. It's the map concerning life. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hello, makes common sense. If I'm out in the dark and I'm looking for a path and I got that flashlight, I need that light, right? And in the New Testament says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sins, and that we are united one with another. And that's where we need to be on a 24/7 basis. With that said, Sons of Liberty, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Just punch those words in. It will pull up. We have hundreds of videos available. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yesterday we got picked up by another radio program out of Colorado. That is KDGO, 1240 AM and FM 98.3 out of Durango. We appreciate your trust. We will do our best not to let you down in any sense of the word. KDGO, 1240 AM and FM 98.3, Durango, Colorado. Again, welcome aboard. We appreciate you guys. Just talking about some of the things that I experienced yesterday. And I seen it coming on. But I don't believe that we're being told the truth concerning the influx of these Muslims. When the church protests in defense of Muslims in America, folks, you can all the well know, and rest assured, they're not paying attention to what's going on. Driving through St. Cloud, Minnesota yesterday, we've seen many church members talking of love, and yet again, they don't even know God or His Word, and they want to tell you what love is. And because of this ignorance, they spread hate when they claim to spread love. It's important that you understand that. Read John 15, the whole of it, and also read Psalm 109 when you get a moment. It's important that you do. Again, they spread hate when they claim to spread love, and yet love is the fulfilling of the law. Read Romans 13 as well. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? That's the fulfilling of the law. That is the law and the prophets. Yet they don't know His law because they've never taken the time to read it, right? They love God so much, they don't even know what His word says. And again, Scripture tells us, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. They are running and countering their very purpose, friends, the churches. They're called to be the light, okay? They're not called to shut out the light, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're called to reprove darkness, but they're not reproving darkness, friends. They're reproving the light to their own demise. Because these are the people that are opening the doors wide to the Muslims in this country. And keep in mind, the Muslims mean to destroy America. We just heard from another imam out of Virginia this last week. He said America will become a Muslim nation. Does that sound like a blessing or a curse? Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 when you get a moment. Get a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper and write these down, please. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. See, what these professors do not realize is that they are, in fact, inviting war into America. And I want to tell you this as well. If you look to Europe, you're going to find that war is exactly what we're going to get. There's going to be war within the streets of this country. If America does not stand up and bring in the rule of law that this administration fails to enforce. Listen to me carefully. There's going to be war on the streets in America. Not because I said so, but because the Word of God said so. When you read Judges 5:8, it says, when other gods were within the gate, there was war. Of course there's going to be war. And we can see that these Somalians, like I highlighted during the first segment, that these Muslims from the Middle East, friends, that come over here, they're not here to assimilate, they're here to conquer. They say it. They do it. And we can see that's exactly what's happening in Europe right now, in several countries, right? And we've seen what took place in New Mexico. Just think about this, and I'm going to say it really slow. I want you to think about what I'm going to say next. Two Muslims, militant Muslims they were identified as, having a compound in New Mexico, look at the pictures, go online, look at the pictures. There's no way the FBI or any other agency could have overlooked what you'll see. There's no way. They were raising up children. They just found a dead body there, too, of a child. They're raising up children in New Mexico that you know of, okay? Don't forget about the 35 other jihadi camps in America that nobody's talking about. Why? Because the CIA-controlled media doesn't want you talking about it. They don't want you up in arms. They don't want you standing up against their tyranny. But they're raising up children in America, these Muslims are, to bring forth school shootings You know, it's funny because it wasn't a couple years ago. I seen a little picture of a little Muslim kid that they were training up. I think he was probably 7, 8, 9 years old with an AK-47. And I was thinking to myself, wait a second, they're raising up their children to war against America, the infidels, right? The great Satan, they call it. But in America, your government is teaching you to disarm. And their government in this country are doing it through totalitarian methods. I just told you yesterday, in this country, 55 new gun control laws were implemented in 26 different states in the last 5 months. Pay attention to what's going on under Donald Trump, friends, while you're asleep. 55 new gun control laws were implemented, America, against you. Okay, that calls for impeachment. By the way, of the 55 new gun control laws in the 26 states, the majority were Republican governments, governors. Sorry. You heard me. You heard me right. And this all off of what allegedly took place in Florida concerning Nicholas Cruz, which, by the way, has false flag all over it. False flag all over it. Just like that of what took place in Nevada at the Mandalay Bay. Folks, the CIA-controlled media countered the eyewitnesses over and over and over and over. False flags all over the place. Trying to disarm you while they bring forth and allure people from the Middle East that hate you, that want to destroy you. They're trying to disarm you. Your government is trying to disarm you. Think about that. Apparently, the American people don't know that they have God-given rights. They don't have privileges given unto them by the state. Apparently, the American people are hoping that someone else does for them what they're called to do and commanded to do and obligated to do before God and man. Again, you can't make this kind of stuff up. I was just talking about in St. Cloud, Minnesota. The church was standing out in the street. They call themselves Christians. The devil, more like it. They're betrayers. They're a bunch of Judases selling you down the river, America, these people. Calling it hate to say no to those that want to come into this country and destroy you. In the Quran, chapter 2, I guess, verse 191, it says, "And slay them wherever you come upon them and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers." And I guess it's hate to expose this, but this is what these professed church members want you to believe, that it's hate to blow the horn, to blow the trumpets, to raise the flag. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Officials say an airport service agent stole an empty plane, took off from SeaTac Airport in Seattle, and was chased by military jets before crashing into an island in the Puget Sound. Deborah Eckroat, Western Pacific Region Chief in the National Transportation Safety Board, explains how the agent was able to start the plane.
They don't necessarily use a key, so there's switches that they use to start the aircraft. So if the person has a basic understanding, from what I understand, he was support personnel, ground personnel, they probably do have at least a basic understanding on how to start the aircraft, but I don't know what his background is.
The crash of the Q400, described as a 76-seat aircraft designed for short trips, occurred because the pilot was doing stunts in air or lack of flying skills, according to law enforcement. Alaska Airlines says he was an employee who helped direct aircraft to gates and de-ice planes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You know, talking about a group of church people protesting those that are saying no to Islam in America, had the audacity to call it hate. It reminds me of El Sayed, who's receiving 47% of all of his finances from without the state of Michigan to become the governor of Michigan. And by the way, we were just given some information this last week that Pat Kolbeck was basically pushed out because, of course, the media got in there and they pushed him out by not giving him any coverage that was needed to do so. In other words, to win the gubernatorial candidacy and to become the governor of Michigan himself. But what was interesting about that is Donald Trump actually voted in favor of his sodomites, and he was the fall guy, of course, so El Sayed will become the governor in the state of Michigan if the people in the state of Michigan don't open their eyes to what's going on. With that said, also keep in mind there's much voter fraud going on. It's been going on for a long time in this country, so pay attention to what's going on. But with that said, El Sayed being confronted by gubernatorial candidate Pat Kolbeck out in Michigan, their friends, took the time to call out El Sayed for who he is and his links to Hamas and terror groups within the United States of America. For some reason or another, those groups, every time they have something to say, the CIA-controlled media is right there to put the mic up to their mouths and give them airtime. Isn't that interesting how that works, friends? The media is at war with you, America. You are the great obstacle. George Soros said that. Americans are the great obstacle to the New World Order. And by the way, guess who's funding El Sayed, friends? George Soros. Here he is again. Where is that, all you Trumpites? How come it is that you're not standing up and cheering on Donald Trump for bringing back that rule of law that applies to all of us? How come he's not dealing with the likes of George Soros and others that are constantly stirring up domestic insurrection, friends? Hillary Clinton, Obama, the list goes on. But he comes in, he takes the time, and he endorses a sodomite for the governorship of Michigan to push out a Christian man that would stand up against the likes of what's going on in this country, just like me and just like many others on the grassroots level. Did you know that Al Sayed said to 140 journalists during the time that Pat Colbeck called him out in front of everybody for who he is and what he's doing? He said, "You may not hate the Muslims, but the Muslims hate you." Of course they do. We can find it right in the Quran. Of course we know that they hate us, and they hate every other country that they come into. And keep in mind, they always play the victim. They don't have the shield, friends. They have the spear. Don't forget that. But isn't this crazy what's going on in this country? I mean, maybe these churchgoers that call it hate to expose those that mean to destroy us in this country, maybe these hypocrites should read the Bible that they profess to preach. I mean, because we clearly see the Quran runs antithetical to that of the Word of God, incompatible to the American government and America's constitutional republic. And by the way, what's going on in America today is completely illegal. Look to the McCarran bill. I want to go over to a famous field preacher who was very much a prophet. His name was John Wesley. And what it is that he said about Islam back in the 1700s. A little background on John Wesley. He was a preacher of law to grace. He preached 90% law, 10% grace. He was ostracized by the church. Read John 16, verse 1 and 2. Okay? He was ostracized by the church, and God drove him to the people. With that said, you see nothing is new under the sun. They persecute the living ones. They persecute the living ones, and then when they're dead, they praise them. Right? We got to pay attention, and we have to learn spiritual lessons by the Holy Ghost. But John Wesley said of Islam back in the 1700s. It's interesting because he was from England. The UK is completely taken over. Anybody paying attention to Tommy Robinson and what he's trying to warn America about right now concerning him being arrested for exposing a pedophile ring within the Muslim circuits there? They have, over 30 Muslim mayors now? I mean, the country's completely overrun, America, by those that needed help. Now they're being told to get out of their own country. Yep, that's how it works. It's not a Trojan horse. It's happening in the light of day. And again, keep in mind, the media is right there, folks, aiding those that mean to destroy your country. And it's happening here in America. And for you to say otherwise, you're disingenuous or you're a straight-up liar. Or you're blind, one of the three. But here's what John Wesley said, the famous field preacher. "Ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are razed from the foundations and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations vanished from the earth, such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of humankind." It's nothing new. Nope. Yesterday when I was in St. Cloud, Minnesota, interestingly enough, we went over to another store. It was half Muslims and half Americans. I seen one guy walking around with his jacket on that said Somalia. It's one of the most dangerous places in the world. You got to ask yourself the question, what are they doing here? If their God is God, why'd they come to America in the first place? I don't say that out of fear, because I'm not moving from this, okay? But the fact of the matter is, if their God is God, then what are they doing here? See, I believe that what's happening is that God uses a pocket of people, as he did Nebuchadnezzar, to judge nations. And I believe that's exactly what's going on, because when you see you see the nations that are falling, you can see what they first had to give themselves over to, and it was immorality. Get the people to accept immorality. And it all started with the music. Remember, it was none other than Socrates who had said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people." That's right. First, inundate them. I mean, folks, prime example. Look at Elton John. He's been around since the 70s. When I was a little tiny kid, I remember seeing Elton John. I always thought he was a freak. Well, until people started to accept sodomy, guess what? He stayed in the closet, didn't he? Now he married another man over in the UK, and they even adopted a little baby boy. I mean, I could go down the list. David Bowie, same thing. Hey, folks, Bruce Springsteen advocating for transgenders. Brian Adams advocating for transgenders. Miley Cyrus advocating for transgenders and other things. Folks, they're the real legislators. And then once the people begin to accept the lying indoctrination straight from the mouth of the minions of hell, literally, friends, sons and daughters of Belial, the people have to accept it. And then once they begin to accept it, guess what? You can see again what you advocate for or accept. You can rest assured what God condemns. If you open the door to what he condemns, you rest assured, friends, you can look behind him, because here comes your enemies to judge a nation. And that's exactly where we're at today. And for those that didn't know, when you look to dictators of the past, also keep in mind, Muslims like that of Adolf Hitler were used. Alabama, do your homework. There's a name, Alabama, okay? But the Muslims were used to do a lot of Adolf Hitler's killing for him, for those that did not know. And also keep in mind, it was also the president, President Truman, that called the CIA the Gestapo. He would have never approved of it back in 47 had he known that he gave approval to the American version of the Gestapo. Okay? And then here you have the Bushes. I could talk about that for another hour. And their link to actually financing Hitler's war through Prescott Bush, the Bush's daddy, and the list goes on. Folks, there's a definite link going on here if you want to read history. There's no question about it. And again, history is going to repeat itself if you don't learn from history. And I'm telling you right now, even if I'm the only one in the country doing this, so be it. I am blowing the trumpet to tell you, you better open up your eyes to history, America, because it's happening today, and you still have time to put your foot down on it. Literally. You know, after I read this quote by the famous field prophet John Wesley, and these types of quotes from the Quran, I found myself wanting to understand more as to what Americans are now beginning to deal with when it concerns Islam and the Muslims. I shared throughout the week that the Muslims, there are over 100 Muslims now running for public office. By the way, this all happening while men are asleep. Read Matthew 13 when you get a moment. And why are men asleep? Because of the new administration. During my time searching for more information, I ran across an article written by the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. Minnesotans call it the Red Star for communism. This was written by Pat Pfeiffer from Star and Tribune. And I say this, before I read this, I want you to understand, apparently these churchgoers protesting the church, real Christians, which they're doing, by calling love hate and hate love, apparently they forgot what happened right behind, a block away from where they were actually protesting those that are standing up against Islam in this country. But Star and Tribune reported that St. Cloud has dealt with tensions between Muslims and some non-Muslims for the past 7 years, with incidents including bullying of Somalia and other East African immigrants at St. Cloud Technical High School, women being screamed at in the grocery stores, pig intestines draped on the entry of halal grocery stores, and offensive billboards and license plates. This is the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. Am I missing something here, friends? Really, am I missing something? Or are they doing exactly what they're getting paid to do? And that's to lie to the people and to betray the American people, to give this country over to a foreign people. Oh, my goodness. Does Deuteronomy 28 come into play here? Does Deuteronomy 28 come into play here? Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 and verse 63. Read it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bring awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We are on hour one. We got hour two coming up, right after the top of the hour. When the church protests in defense of Muslims in America. Whoa. Right? Quran. Directly from the Quran. Chapter 8, verse 12. I am with you, so confirm the believers. I shall cast into the unbelievers' hearts terror, so smite above the necks and smite every finger of them. That's the religion of peace that you're being sold by the media, friends. That's what they're trying to sell to you. Matter of fact, we'll go over to the Star and Tribune. Pat Pfeiffer reported that St. Cloud has dealt with tensions between Muslims and some non-Muslims for the past 7 years, with incidents including bullying of Somali and other East African immigrants at St. Cloud Technical High School, women being screamed at in the grocery stores, pig intestines draped on the entry of halal grocery stores, and offensive billboards and licenses. Plates. Offense, defined out, means anything contrary to the Word of God. God's moral law is Ten Commandments. It's a fact. Webster's 1828. I just asked you right before the break, am I missing something here? Yes, I am. Namely, the information that the CIA-controlled media did not want me to have, right? The media in this country, friends, is literally H.E. double hockey sticks bent on delivering this country over to them that mean to destroy you. Does that sound like a curse? Yes, well, it is. The Minneapolis Star Tribune writes in such a fashion as to have their readers believe that the Muslims are somehow the victims here. You know, it's interesting, too, because when you look at the NBA, you look at the NFL, and you look at the baseball league, I mean, the majority of the players now, friends, are easily black. See how they just keep trying to tweak racial division? Mark 3:25, divide and conquer so the house falls, namely your country. That's why the media keeps feeding this. But again, you look at Pat Pfeiffer, and you got to ask the question, who are you working for? Who are you working for that you would write such an article as to put the Muslims, or even the homosexuals, or even those that violate law, in the victim position? I mean, common sense comes into place. This is not journalism. This is dictation. That's, again, why I always say on this radio program, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, they're doing what they're told to do. Nothing short of that. And they're doing it for a paycheck, as they are literally employed to destroy this country as you know it. Hey, folks, here's the thing. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, because it's the Word of God. It's all here. It's all here. Clear as day. Again, Minneapolis Star and Tribune write in such a fashion as to have their readers believe that the Muslims are somehow the victims here. I mean, like that of the homosexuals, they don't hold the shield, they hold the spear. They're attacking. Remember what Kevin Jennings said from Glisten? Homosexual organization Barack Hussein Obama's former safe school illegal czar. Bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. So it is with the Muslims, because they're using the exact same method. Homophobic, Islamophobic. Play the victim, play the victim. Well, apparently, folks, this is the information that they didn't want you to hear. And apparently, these church protesters protesting Christians, right? Apparently, they forgot about what took place at the mall that was a block away from them. Ryan Schleip and his girlfriend had just gone inside a Minnesota shopping mall in St. Cloud when he saw a girl screaming and crying. Call 911, the girl said, according to Schleip. Moments later, as he was standing by one of the mall's entrances, a man in uniform walked towards him. Schleip said he looked me dead in the eyes when he told the Washington Post he had a pretty emotionless face, just a blank stare. Then, without a word, the man raised his arm and began to stab Schleip in the head, causing him to fall to the ground. The blade went through his skin and touched his skull, Schleip said. From what he can tell, the man was holding a small knife and the blade barely stuck out of his hand. He had two, one in each hand, crying out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Just a block away from where these church protesters were protesting Christians. Schleip got back up, and he and another man who had also been stabbed tried to chase their attacker, who had run towards a Target store. And at that point, Schleip felt blood running down his face and neck. People around him began panicking and screaming. Shopkeepers started closing their doors, and Schleip realized he had failed to find a place to hide. He said he went inside for Ever 21 store, where his girlfriend had also taken cover. In a mall in America, folks. An employee grabbed some clothing and wrapped it around Schleip's head to stop the bleeding. But authorities are still trying to find out what drove this young assailant, whose run-ins with law enforcement involved only a minor traffic violation, to end up stabbing 10 people inside the Crossroads Center Mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, about 70 miles northwest of Minneapolis. They're still trying to figure out why and what motivated him to do such a thing. Let's play stupid with the media, friends. Okay? Not. The attacks occurred around 8 p.m. Saturday, ended inside a Macy's store where an off-duty police officer fatally shot the assailant. You can go online right now and watch him bleed out. The FBI in Minneapolis and the St. Cloud Police Department are investigating the attack as a, listen carefully, as a potential act of terrorism. Wait a second. This is what the Quran teaches them. They're supposed to strike terror into the hearts of people, into countries that they go into. But they didn't expect an armed police officer or those that have a right to carrying a gun, did they? Nope, but just keep in mind, friends, your government today is hard at work trying to pass federal laws against those that have a right to bear arms in this country in the face of their enemies. Potential act of terrorism. Richard Thornton, FBI special agent in Minneapolis, said during a news conference on Sunday, a news agency linked to the Islamic State militant group had claimed that the attacker, identified Monday night by police as 20-year-old Deir Ahmed Adan, was a soldier of the Islamic State. Media attacks anybody that tells you what I'm telling you. Let them attack. Hey, folks, did I just read authorities are still trying to figure out what drove the young assailant to stab 10 people inside the Crossroads Center Mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, about 70 miles northwest of Minneapolis? Well, folks, that's all you have to do is look to the Quran and slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they should fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Quran, chapter 2, verse 191. Hey, folks, this is what they're teaching people in mosques all across the United States of America today. Slay the unbelievers. Slay the unbelievers. They're trying to figure out what motivated this guy to do what he did. Wow. I mean, can we define stupid? Really? I mean, really? Come on, folks. Can we define ignorant on purpose? Can we define gatekeepers that don't want you to have the facts like they did, friends? In Nevada, concerning the Mandalay Bay investigation, hey folks, it was the police and the FBI that were barring information that they did not want you to have. How many people had to die around that investigation because eyewitnesses said opposite of what the police and the FBI were telling you? Same thing over in Florida, friends. And the only reason this compound in New Mexico and this report got out is because folks need to understand that is the reason we have the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And also keep in mind, Facebook is censoring on their behalf. Twitter is censoring on their behalf. Google is censoring on their behalf. Why, folks? Because they don't want you to have the information that I'm giving to you right now. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do yourself a favor. sonsoflibertymedia.com. I shared last week, folks, how we had the first 3 months over 1 million visitors. And then all of a sudden, Google, Twitter, and Facebook were busted for shadow banning. Folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to start rocking it. We're going to play some audio next hour. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hold up. We'll be right back.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.